After an overnight rainstorm, pools of water collect in the grassy area in front of the Homer Police Station, and sometimes inside of it. The building, which was constructed in 1978, faces several issues. One is frequent flooding. Lieutenant William Hutt stands in a 3-inch puddle outside the building.
That is covering my boot.
Piles of sandbags sit outside the back door. Hutt explains that they use them to try to keep rainwater from flooding the jail cells.
It comes through the back door, weeps down the hallway, and goes into cell 2 and cell 1, and sometimes into our lobby.
Rainwater also seeps through cracks in the windows, says Hutt.
Sometimes, depends on the wind and the driving rain, it comes through that window, and actually there's rain in my office right now.
In his office on the second floor, Hutt runs his hand over the wet windowsill.
It's dripping, coming through and dripping up here.
Officers on duty mop up the floodwaters, if it's not too serious. But for major flood events, they call Homer Public Works. Based on work order records from the past 5 years, Public Works has responded to flood calls from the police station an average of 2 to 3 times per year. As a preventative measure, a Public Works crew also digs out the ditch next to the station each year to funnel water away from the building. Homer Public Works Director Carrie Meyer estimates that the total cost to the city is between $5,000 and $10,000 per year, depending on the frequency of flood events. Proponents of Proposition 1 also point out that the police station is too small to meet community demand. According to official police records, the number of arrests per year has increased from 228 in 1981 to 507 in 2015. The jail has 4 cells and a total of 7 beds. Corrections Officer Paul Clark says the jail often has more prisoners than beds.
Many times, especially in the summer, we could have up to 3 or 4 people on the floor at one time just because we don't have bunk space.
Prisoners with special needs, including juveniles, can also present a problem. State law mandates that individuals under 18 cannot be within sight or sound of adult prisoners. If there are adults in the jail, juveniles are held in a 3-foot by 5-foot visiting room.
There's no place to lie down. We have a chair that we put them, they sit in the chair.
The ventilation system hums in the jail's hallway. Police Chief Mark Roble says that the system presents a health risk for staff members.
There is no effective air handling system in the building. It was not constructed with one. And basically, the air that prisoners exhale on one side of the wall in the jail is breathed in by us on the other side of the wall in our workspaces.
Homer City Councilmember Heath Smith agrees that the current police station should be replaced.
I believe that our police department needs a new facility. I think it's obvious to anyone that visits that it's not something that is sufficient for the needs of the department or the city.
But Smith says that a new facility must also be affordable, especially because taxpayers will shoulder the construction cost. Under the current plan, city sales tax would increase from 4.5% to 5.15% from April through September to finance the building. The city estimates that this would add up to about $43 per year for a family of 4. Smith is also concerned about the long-term costs of running a new building.
We have to think in terms of cumulative cost, what it means not only for the construction, but then what it means for expected personnel growth, the added cost of operations, and it goes on and on. So there's a lot more depth to it than just the construction of it.
Ken Kastner is the chair of the Public Safety Building Committee. He says that the actual construction cost will be substantially lower than the $12 million cap.
We're already under 11, and I think it'll come in under 10.
After 22 years at the Homer Police Station, Lieutenant Hutt says he's gotten used to the building's issues. It wasn't until a group of engineers toured the station that he became aware of the full extent of the problem.
I never realized till they says, well, yeah, you don't know any different because this is all you've ever known and we've just made do with what we've had.
Voters in Homer will decide if police station staff will continue to make do with the current building or if a new station will be constructed. If voters reject Proposition 1, plans for the new public safety building will go back to the drawing board. In Homer, I'm Shayla Farzan.